Proverbs 5, verses 15 through 23. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. Oh, the joy of living and walking in the blessing of the Lord! When you seek God and His wisdom and understanding with all your heart, when you cleave to Him and trust in Him with all your heart, when you fear Him and depart from evil and avoid the way of strangers, then you can be fruitful and blessed. The fruits of your labors can satisfy you and others in need. The waters of life will issue forth from you like Jesus prophesied of. And when this happens, be blessed, enjoy, disperse abroad, live clean and pure, love the life the Lord has given you, and don't partner this blessed life with strangers. Don't join yourself to the strange woman. Don't desire quick gain and be carried away by quote-unquote bigger and better things. Don't be seduced to thinking the grass is greener on the other side. Because the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and He ponders and watches all our doings. And the wicked will be taken by his own iniquities. He will be bound by the cords of his own sins. He'll die without instruction. And in the greatness of his folly, he will go astray. Don't go in that path. No. Let your fountain be blessed. Rejoice with the wife of your youth. Let her breast satisfy you. Be ravished with her love. She is a gift from God to you. Grow together. Multiply together. Be blessed together. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad and rivers of waters in the street. Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. But all of this is only possible if you first come to the Lord and drink deep from him. Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Proverbs 5, verses 15 through 23.